Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the After Class Show. I'm your host, Anna, and guess what? We have another visitor, but it's the same one from... Oh, my goodness. This is awful, Ava. It's the same one from last week. We're back and worse than ever.
Oh, yeah.
We have some interesting topics to talk about.
Many.
And right now, if you hear some stuff going on in the back... Listeners, I am so sorry. My roommate Caroline is doing her midterm. Oh, she's going to start it soon. I feel bad for her. I prayed for her last night.
You prayed for her?
Yeah, I was praying for a couple of people.
Jeez.
She was in my prayers. Ava, if you want me to pray for you, you let me know.
Am I ever in your prayers?
I don't know.
Dang, you don't pray for me.
Anyways, welcome back, listeners. Yeah, no, Caroline has a midterm, so we're kind of booted out out of respect because I'm not going to record my podcast near her. And right now, we're actually stuck in the turret. So if you hear stuff in the background, once again, listeners, I am so sorry. I'm going to ask somebody to edit this. You know what? You make do with what you can. Maybe I can put my mic in my mask.
Yeah, that's what I have.
Is this better?
Mine's
like it's under. Ava, I fixed it.
Yeah.
I just put it into, it's like right next to my mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we figured it out. We have, sorry, listeners, this is a learning experience for all of us.
This is the worst audio ever.
This is the worst. This is an awful episode. No, this is going to be a good episode. I think we should just get to our topics because we spent 2 minutes complaining.
Oops. Yeah, you're making a good
Whoopsies. Whoopsie daisy.
Whoopsie daisy.
Oh, what's that joke with the...
Automobile and whoopsie daisy.
I saw a funny TikTok. Yeah.
Just don't explain it.
I'm not going to.
It was a German German pronunciation.
It was like, something, German people getting into a car accident. It's not a car accident. It's an automobile and whoopsie daisy. Anyways, let's talk about our accounting class because I think it wasn't that bad. The first thing that we went over was awful, and I was expecting, okay, I tricked my neighbor to coming to today's class because he, for some reason, thinks that he can just strut around Lazaritas Hall, go to the 11:30 class, and think it's okay. Well, guess what? If you're listening to this, neighbor, it's not okay. It's actually very bad that you're doing that.
Fun fact, anyways, neighbor is sitting right beside Anna at the moment.
So neighbor might hear this, might not.
They don't look like they are listening.
No, I don't think the neighbor can hear us right now, but it's fine.
Maybe they could.
He just, listeners, I don't know if you heard him.
The neighbor
just threatened me. This neighbor, he scares me sometimes. But anyways, this accounting class, I don't know. I think a couple weeks ago, I was like, yeah, I could be an accountant. No. I simply cannot.
No,
I don't know what
is?
I'm going to go into. It's just, it gets harder. The basics are fun. What's your epiphany?
I just realized this is business accounting. This isn't like personal finance accounting. Personal finance is the easy stuff. It's like, your assets, your home, your stuff like that. But business is so much harder. That was my epiphany today.
But business
I was like,
is more fun. I don't want to do personal finance. Ew, I want to help
But you just won against yourself.
I want to help big corporations realize that, hey, their statements aren't matching up with the banks. What's going on? Is there something going on? Do we get the police involved? Like, I want to do, like, that kind of stuff. I think that would be so fun.
Fun fact, that's exactly what's in Daredevil. That's what Karen does in Daredevil.
Oh, my gosh. Talk about Karen from Daredevil without any spoilers.
I will talk about Kim from Daredevil. Okay, so she did something like that. I don't know what she did, but she was in, like, finance, and she caught that. She caught exactly that. Like, she looked at the numbers, and she's like, these aren't adding up. There's millions of dollars going to other places and stuff. And then she tried to, and, like, people tried to kill her. Like, people tried to assassinate her because of it.
See, that's the thing. I used to want to be a politician, and I also wanted to be a criminal lawyer at one point in my life. And I thought, that's a bit of a dangerous job.
No, it is. No, once you get power, the more powerful you are, the higher the risk of your life ending.
Not even that. It's also the people that you go up against.
Yeah, exactly.
When they get out of prison, it's over for you. Like, you need to hire security. You gotta have a bodyguard.
Yeah, that's in season 2 of Daredevil. Fun fact, I'm in that episode right now, where this guy, he's, like, getting out of jail. And, like, the people are like, oh, dang. Like, I gotta, like, not die now. It's pretty wild.
You know what I found out? Jail is very scary. But, you know, Nordic countries, their jail cells, they have TVs.
Yeah, it's more for rehabilitation. And like,
I know, Swedish prisons are so nice.
Yeah, we learn about that in criminology. It's like about rehabilitation rather than just like confinement, like punishment.
Yeah.
It's about like getting
them
out.
Like, yeah, because the U.S. prison, But then you go to like Norway. Also, I think it's, what's that other country that has like 300,000 people in it?
I think it's Iceland. Oh, Iceland's
really
good.
Because they're in the Olympics and like half their population shows up there because, and everybody's related to. But anyways, they have really nice prisons there. So I think if I were to ever just take a trip to Iceland, I'd want to see a prison.
Yeah, that's
on
like
a
on my
tourist
list.
Occasion. Go to prison?
Go to prison in Iceland, yeah. What laws are there in Iceland?
Okay, what I don't I know the law. How?
Like, what's the safest thing to commit to go to Iceland prison for, like, a night? Iceland
you, they,
law.
I think that they would... I think you could just book a tour.
Explain me how not to get arrested.
Because they literally have maybe like one or two people in prison.
You're not allowed to print Icelandic flags on underwear. So if you wear underwear.
Are you going to sell some Iceland merch?
Yeah. And I'll get arrested. Go to Iceland for a night.
Oh my gosh.
Oh. You can't legally drink till you're 20.
20? They do 20 in Iceland? I thought in Europe... I think somewhere... Where is it? It's like 16 in Germany? Or is it under like supervision, adult supervision that you can drink? But I know in other... Like in Europe, it's super early. Like they don't care that much.
You can't import horses.
Are we going to import horses to
Iceland? I think we're going to like smuggle a horse across the border to Iceland. Get arrested. It's like a hotel.
I've never been to a hotel in general.
Okay, so Iceland could be, like, our first hotel. Like, the jail.
Oh, the prison is going to be our hotel.
free hotel for the night.
Okay, speaking of wanting to go to an Icelandic prison, what else is on your bucket list?
I have, like, a bunch of things on my bucket list. That's, like, stupid.
Like, here's the thing. Like, there's a bunch of stuff I want to do, but it's not because I want to do it. It's just because I'm going to be unsatisfied with my life when I die.
I want to make
I don't know how to explain. You want to make what?
Like that the potato pasta, like gnocchi, I think it's spelled. Like,
oh,
it's like
gnocchi?
Gnocchi. Yeah. I want to make that. I've never even had it, but I want to make it.
Oh, they get those, like, they, like, roll it, and then they put it on, like, a little board or something, so it gets
done. Yeah. Me and Caroline had this whole bucket list we made in high school. I can't remember what was on it, but it was amazing.
That's so cute. Wow. But, like, what's, like, the first thing you want to, like... If you die without doing this, you are going to be unsatisfied with your life.
Is it,
like, what is that one?
Is it cheesy if I say, like, travel the world? Like, that's just, like, that's an obvious thing.
Yes, but it also makes sense.
Like, but I want to go places that, like, people have never heard of. Like, my Nana, she has gone to almost every country, I swear.
Really?
She's, like, big with that stuff. And she brings back all of these, like, books of, like, the museums she goes to, like, in Russia and, like, Japan and stuff, and they're awesome. I would want to go there, like, just places that aren't popular. Like, I would never go to Paris as my first one.
You know where I really wanted to go?
Where?
Morocco.
Ooh,
I want to go to a bazaar there and go, like, trinket shopping and try, like, the teas and the food.
Ooh, are there good
it's
teas
really
there?
Nice there.
Are there good teas?
They for sure. You know what I really, like, they do, like, here in, like, North America, everything is so processed. If you go to, like, the Middle East or, like, even Asia or Europe, everything is more, like, natural. You know what I mean? Even the stuff, like, in the products that they use.
Yeah.
Like, if you go to a grocery store in Europe, it is so different than grocery stores here. And even then, like, it reminds me of when I go to Poland, you have all these babcias just, like, on the street, and they're selling their food.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, like, outside a convenience store, there was one selling little blueberries, and my dad got a bunch of them, and they're, like, they're the wild ones. So yeah. It's, like, the super small, sweet ones. They don't have those here. Oh, talk about your GMO.
Oh, my gosh, my GMOs. Yeah, so I'm in ES 110, for the people who don't know what that class is. It's, like, environmental sustainability and stuff. And I had, like, this assignment about GMOs. GMOs are so cool. Like, I thought, like, oh, my gosh, they're so bad for you. Yeah, sure, some of them can be. But the ones that are bad are regulated. Sorry, I'm not going to get into that. But GMOs, they're so crazy with, like, medicine and stuff, like vaccines. And
they,
like,
put GMOs in vaccines?
Okay, do you know what GMO stands for?
Genetically modified
organisms. Yeah, so, like, that's what like medicine is.
Like, medicine is a genetically modified organism.
Well, not all of it, but, like, there's, like, some stuff with, like, testing that they have to use GMOs. If you read my report.
Oh, testing on animals. Are you pro or against it?
Testing on animals?
No. Yeah, like animal testing.
No, I'm against, like, completely.
Good. But, like, good. Do you think they should test on humans then?
What does that, like, if they have, like, support? Sure, like, if they have, like, consent, I'm all for it.
Oh, I know they do a lot of
that.
That's
a trial. Clinical, like, there's trial. Like, people, that's testing. That's human testing.
No, there's people that are, like, offered, like, thousands of dollars. They'll just go in and they can, like, just, or there's, like, psychological tests that people, like, sign up for.
Yeah, Anna, that's
just for
stuff.
Like, it was in a book I read, a really good book, listeners, I recommend. I think it's called An Anonymous Girl. It is so good.
Really,
I can't remember the, it's like two authors, but it's really nice. Well, and I read it at the library, and you should too.
Yeah, if you,
I think you'd like it.
Really, I probably would.
It's like,
yeah,
a thriller type thing.
But, like you were saying, in, like, Poland with, like, the blueberries and stuff, that's the same with, like, St. Jacob's Market. If anybody is listening and they're on, like, the Waterloo campus, or even Cambridge, I guess, St. Jacob's is a little town with, like, Mennonites and stuff, and the St. Jacob's Market is so fun. It's so big. It's, like, crazy. There's, like, a lot of people, but they are exactly what you think. It's an outdoor market with, like, produce and stuff, and they sell, like, trinkets everywhere, and it's really fun. I like going there. You guys should go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you for the recommendation.
It's fun.
Next on our topic list, because we made a list before this podcast, because here's the thing. We made a list last week, and a certain couple of people that we know burned it, and they also burn a lot of our other things.
My pencils.
So a lot of things from our apartment are missing, and they're just heat damaged and done. So we had to rewrite it. I wrote on my laptop because I don't want it to disappear.
Yeah, I don't have them anymore. I don't have the list, so I'm just going with what you're talking
about.
Yeah.
The next thing on our list, let's talk about our Starbucks orders today.
Oh, yeah. So we're drinking Starbucks right now. I got the new one that's in. It's the pistachio. I like it. I did not think it would be, like, good. I was like, oh, let me just try it. It's good. It tastes like pistachio. There's just the right amount of flavor. I got the frappuccino. I didn't get the latte, but it's good. It's really good. It's not bitter. It's very sweet.
The flavor was strong, though.
Yeah, in a good way.
It's nice. When you taste it, it's sweet, and then when, like, you give it a couple of seconds, it hits you, like,
yeah,
even harder than initially.
I like it, though. I thought it was good. I thought it was, like, well, like, sometimes usually with, like, vanilla and caramel, you can never tell that it's vanilla or caramel flavor, but this, like, you could tell.
Yeah.
How about yours?
Yeah, so I got a medium light ice chai latte with vanilla cold foam and a shot of espresso, because I got 5 hours of sleep last night because I was working on my accounting cycle. Would I recommend it? Yes, it is a very good drink. Normally, I used to get it with the pumpkin cold foam, but they don't have it anymore because it's seasonal, ? Which, okay, makes sense. It's pumpkin, but that I recommend. And I think I recommended it on the first couple of episodes, but I'm going to recommend it again. Right now, that's what you should get. What would you rate your drink out of 10?
Honestly, okay, I don't get Starbucks a lot, so I haven't really tried many. I usually go for the seasonal or, like, the ones that are new.
But, like, right now, like, how much did it satisfy your craving?
I'm saying, like, a 7.58. Like,
I think that's reasonable.
It was good. Like, I really enjoyed it.
That's a good balance.
Yeah.
See, I'd say mine's like a 7.5 or 8, yeah. Because thinking about, back to economics, when you think about marginal utility,
oh my
the
goodness.
First time I had the drink, it was very good. And now it's like, I know it's going to be good. So I don't like have that much like,
you're not
you know what I mean?
You're not like happily
I'm not
surprised.
I'm not happily surprised. I know it's going to be good. And it just, it doesn't hit the same. But like, it does, but it doesn't. You know what I mean? It's becoming
Yeah.
a regular. And I need to switch it up. So I gotta look up some drinks. But just wanted to talk about that. next. Me and Ava have
Yeah.
been planning this for a very long time. We've been planning to talk about some fun facts.
Oh my
And
gosh, yeah. I've been
she's just been
waiting.
naming them, and I've heard some really good ones, and I told her, save them for the pod, Ava, save them for the pod. And she's like, no, Anna, I'm going to tell you them now. I'm going to spoil it. And I'm like, ah, no. And
I'll
then
tell
she
you some
invited
new
her
ones.
friend too. And then, yeah, please. Okay, so she's going to talk about them. I'm going to say my reaction. And
Yeah,
that's
no,
going to be the
you're not
bit.
going to say your reaction. You're
Because
just going to react.
it's like a reaction. Like, people watch reaction videos on YouTube.
Okay, so
this
I guess.
Isn't any better than this. You just can't see my face.
Okay, so I'm getting my facts from, let me just read out the website to.
Oh, yeah, so if they're not facts, then
yeah,
you can't
so
blame us.
it's 100.
Because everything on the internet is true.
yeah, it's 125 interesting facts about practically everything, and it's by Reader's Digest. So if
oh, that's
anything.
Accurate.
Is it accurate? Okay.
Yeah, you either Reader's Digest is good, but also National Geographic is good because that's where you can get a lot
For,
of
like,
fun
weird
facts.
Facts. Okay.
Yeah, I had this whole book. It was National Geographic Kids, and it's like 100 facts you didn't know.
Really?
Whatever. And then it's like a little square book. And that's where I found out that you can turn peanut butter into a diamond.
Whoa.
I know. We can make millions.
We could.
Sorry, the neighbor is shaking his head, but it is a fact. Because diamonds contain carbon, and guess what? When you heat up peanut butter a lot, it has the same chemical makeup. So,
like carbon,
we have, basically, we have diamonds in our cabinets.
We're
Anyways,
eating diamonds.
We do eat diamonds. That's our diet.
Yeah.
Okay, say some facts.
So, fact number one.
Wait,
I don't
wait,
know.
Wait,
oh
wait,
my
wait.
Goodness.
Deliver it so that, like, sound interesting. Sorry, continue.
Oh, okay. Like, I wasn't going to. Alrighty, alrighty.
I can't tell with you. I'm sorry.
Fun fact, baked beans are not actually baked, but stewed.
Well, obviously, if they were baked, they'd be crispy. Ava, what kind of fact is this? This is awful.
It's hard to find good ones. Okay, fact number two. Lemons float, but limes sink.
Want to know something even crazier?
Okay.
And I think I've said this, like... Sorry, with your fact, I'm going to put another fact.
That's fine.
Lemons,
okay.
Listen, lemons are human-made.
GMO?
Limes, they've modified it, whatever, like, over the years. So limes are natural, but lemons are man-made.
Yeah. GMOs.
Because, like, think about it. Limes, they're basic. They're healthy. Lemons, we created this acidic monster. I'm thinking acids and bases, Ava. Please refer back to your grade 10 chemistry textbook. Grade 9. Grade 8, even. It's fine.
Acids and bases, yeah. Fun fact, McDonald's once made bubblegum-flavored broccoli. Wait,
I don't think that's
true. Wait, wait, wait. Made
bubblegum-flavored
broccoli? Not broccoli-flavored bubblegum?
Bubblegum flavored broccoli, like McDonald's
the,
did that?
Like the broccoli is bubblegum flavored. Maybe Reader's
Ava,
Digest.
Can you Google this?
Fact check it? Okay, I'm gonna fact check it right now.
Fact check. We're gonna email them a complaint. Be like, this is false.
Flavored broccoli. Oh my god, wait, it popped up for a minute. Broccoli. Okay, hold on. I'm doing a little search here. They literally died.
No, I don't think. What year? Tell me about it.
2014. As restaurants like Chipotle were promoting the use of organic and local produce, McDonald's was under pressure to create healthier options. To do so, McDonald's created broccoli that tasted like bubblegum.
Well, clearly it wasn't good enough.
Wait, why did they get rid of it? Not surprisingly, the candied flavor food didn't exactly taste good. Yeah.
What does it look like?
It wasn't all that. Kids were turned quite confused by tasting it, and it was a total failure. It just looks like broccoli.
Like normal broccoli, but what did they? That, ew.
Yeah. That's gross. I don't
know. I would love to try. Can we be honest though? We would try it.
I would try it in a heartbeat. Like if somebody offered it, I'd be like ecstatic.
I didn't even get the chance to try the BTS meal.
I did.
Is it good? I heard it's just normal, but they get like different sauces.
No, yeah, that's exactly it. It's just different sauces.
But
it was good. The sauces were good.
Okay.
Fun fact.
Next fact.
Some fungi create zombies, then control their mind. This actually scared me as a kid.
Okay, I don't think this is true.
No, this is true. No, have you not seen National Geographic? The ants, I've seen ants. They grow in their brain, and they control them. It's crazy.
Oh, wait, that's just parasites.
No, it's a fungi that does it. It's not a bug.
Yeah, but a fungi, it can do that.
Yeah, it affects the ant's central nervous system. And once it's been in it for 9 days, it has complete control over the host's movements.
That's a literal parasite.
That's because what we learned. It creates a zombie.
I'm saying we learned this in grade 11 biology because there's living parasites, and then there's like classified as like non-living ones. Parasite, like, so a fungi would be a non-living one.
But a parasite doesn't kill you; it feeds off of you. That's
what I'm saying. It doesn't kill you.
No,
it
this
just,
one kills
you.
Them.
Become the new host.
This one kills them. Like it like they like convulse and they climb trees and then they like get eaten. Like it's fungus.
By what?
It's fungus.
Oh, they just get consumed?
Yeah.
So it's like one big like, what is it called? Ringworms? Tapeworms?
No, but those are parasites. They like they want you to live. They just want you to die slowly, you know? Like if they want to live.
That's awful.
Yeah, so I was scared of this as a kid. I genuinely thought that like we could become zombies through like fungus, like, through organisms in our world. Well, have you seen the scary stuff where they like have been unfreezing like bacteria?
Oh my gosh, conspiracy theory. Walt Disney's head is frozen.
Oh my gosh, wait, we should do conspiracy theories next week.
You think you're gonna be on my episode next week?
Oh wow.
Fun fact, you're not, no.
dang.
You will be because I like having guests on. I don't like talking to myself for... No, that's a lie. I could talk to myself for 45
minutes. You could.
You definitely
could.
I choose not to. Because I'm going to get sick of myself, like, eventually.
I get sick of you, so...
Okay.
Other people would get sick of you.
Excuse me? You look up for a sec? What do you mean by that?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
Okay, yeah. Next fun fact.
Fun fact.
Let's do two more.
Two more? Oh, man. This is so much
pressure.
Okay,
fine. Five more.
Okay, this is so much pressure.
Wait, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
We'll just see.
A cow-bison hybrid is called a beefalo. And you can even buy its meat in at least 21 states.
That's just a pun. That can't be real.
A beefalo. No, I swear, it's beefalo.
A beefalo?
It's called beefalo. Like, it's like the meat. It's the meat of a hybrid. Because it can't be called...
Okay, that can't be good,
no,
though.
It can't... Okay, but they can't call it
but
beef.
That has to be unhealthy.
No, but, like, it's called a beefalo because they can't legally call it beef, and they can't legally call it buffalo. So they have to call it a beefalo. I hope you know... I don't actually know this, but... Fun fact, Scotland has 421 words for snow. Some examples are sneasel, which means to start raining or snowing, feeful, to swirl, and flink drinkin, which is a light snow. Those are just a couple.
What? Scottish isn't a language, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, because I knew Irish was.
Scottish
our neighbor
language.
Our neighbor shook his head saying Scottish is a language.
Oh, Scottish
what is,
has,
is
like,
what's their...
No, they've got like
dialects.
Yeah, they've got a bunch.
That's what I'm saying. So that's okay. That's why they're saying like, oh, there's 400. Yeah, because there's different dialects. Ava, come on.
Bro, I'm sorry. I didn't know this.
Bro.
Fun fact, digging a hole to China is theoretically possible if you start in Argentina. I don't know what that means. Oh, strawberries.
So basically, if you
like pineapple.
Pause. If you dig a hole in Argentina, you can end up in China.
I think that's what it means, yeah.
We should try it.
I think we should. I watched a video on this, like a like an actual scientific video about the logistics of digging a hole through the earth. It's crazy. Like, it's so much more work than I thought.
No, I think you would burn, like, the third layer
no,
down.
No, yeah, that's what the video got to. They got to, like, the point that it's all hypothetical if the core wasn't on. Like,
it like
wasn't,
if you, like, if it was turned off.
Yeah, if the earth was turned off, then they
so
could
So we would
it.
Just have to do it at nighttime.
No, yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking. That's what a lot of the comments in the video were saying. They were like, why don't you just do it at a different time? Anyway, last one. Let's see.
Wait, I wanted to say a fact.
Okay,
a really
go ahead.
Fun but terrifying fact. And I think I've mentioned it before, but maybe the listeners don't know this one. Speaking of holes, the earth is running out of sand. We need to do something about it.
What?
It's true. I remember, because you know how you do speeches in elementary school?
Yeah.
This girl I used to be friends with did her speech about sand and how it's, like, going away. And you can, like, Google that. Like, it's true. Like, sand is, like, disappearing. And there's no way to bring it back. And where is it going towards? Is it all the natural disasters? Is it more glass that we're making? Is it the housing crisis? Clearly not.
Wait. I'm very confused by... Where is it going?
We're running... I don't know.
Where is it going? It's sand.
I don't know where it's going. But I'm saying, like, we're using it for stuff. So, like, and you can't get... We're relocated. We're, like
grab it from the earth. Under the water. What are they going to
no.
do? Why?
We need it there. Dude, on the bucket list, I want to visit the Marianas Trench.
It's the deepest trench in the world. How are you going to visit it?
It might be the last thing on my bucket list, Ava. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll go on... Oh my gosh. Can we go on a submarine and do it like?
Do you think... Dude, do you know how terrifying submarines are? If we took a submarine to the Marianas Trench, you know how fun that'd be?
It'd be so much fun. And then, I'd want to see, like, all those animals.
You won't see any of it, though. You won't see any of them because when you go, like, down, there's no light, right?
By the time...
That's why a lot of the fish, they adapted so they don't have eyes because they don't need them.
I've seen that,
so that's why you have those, like, angler fish with the lights attached to them. And then there's just, like, a whole lot of, like, bioluminescence. It's crazy.
But think. When we're 90, and, like, this is our last thing on our bucket list.
90? You think if I'm 90, I'm done. Don't talk to me. I'm not going to the Marianas Trench at 90. You think I want to swim?
Well, you're saying
I'm going to be sitting at home,
drinking
my tea.
You're saying it's the last thing you're going to do. If it's the last thing you're
going to do. 90. I would have done it at 85. I have some energy left in me.
Oh, my goodness. I'm saying by the time we're older at least, we could maybe go. Like, we never know.
You think they're going to have the technology? We're going into space. We still haven't explored the oceans.
I know. That's so silly that we're going to space, but we're not.
They're in a silly little goofy mood.
They really are. But logistically, it's cooler to take a look at the ocean. But also...
Yeah, because we're exploring what's here, what's on this planet.
I think it's all about the looks. I think people want to go to space because it's like, oh, the great unknown. Oh my gosh, it's space.
Dude,
out of this world.
The ocean is the great unknown.
Exactly.
You know how many cool looking fish there are?
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. It's like.
But there's the thing also, like, a lot of stuff can't live at a certain depth because of the pressure of the water, right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, but there has to be, like, because I watched a documentary about it one time. This guy who was narrating it, really cool voice. I think maybe his name was David something. I don't know. Anyways. So he was talking about how, like he sent a camera down or something. And, like, the bodies of the fish that are there and, like, the little, like, creatures, they're built a certain way so that they can withstand the, like, the underwater pressure. And it's so cool. I think we should do that. I think humans should evolve because when our planet goes to dust, we should just adapt to living in the ocean.
But if our planet turns to dust, how are we... Oh, I see what you mean. Okay.
Dude, to dust?
No.
Hello? When it gets hot, we're just going to take a swim.
That seems like... That's the movie Waterworld.
I've never seen it.
Is that what it's called? Hold on. Let me fact check myself. No, yeah, Waterworld. It's like the whole world turns to water. And, like, they have, like, cities floating. And, like, everybody has to trade.
The world is water? That was an Interstellar. Dude, that
that's
movie?
Interstellar,
beautiful.
It was just... But it wasn't deep
you
water.
Watched it?
Of course I watched it. What do you
oh
mean?
Oh my god, let's talk about it.
No, let's not talk about it. I can't.
Why not?
Fun
dude,
fact.
That movie made me cry 3 times. I never even knew Timothy Chalamet was in it. But the plot, the music, it was so confusing at one point. You know what part I hated?
Which one?
Okay, I didn't hate it. I didn't hate any part of the movie. But the part that was super confusing was that he was in that, like, weird, like, depth, like, deep thing with the library, with all the books on the walls. I didn't understand it. And, like, he can move the book, and it shows time, you know, whatever paradox. Mm-hmm. So, like, he was trying to send her a message, and she understood it. I don't know.
She was so smart for that. Honestly, I wouldn't have gotten there.
She's a genius. But the dad, like, I would never do that. I wouldn't leave my kids. But, like, here's the thing. He's with the idea that, like, oh, I can make a better future. But you're ditching your kids? I don't know. What would
you
do?
Yeah, it sucks. I would go, but it would suck.
You would go?
I would go. You're saving the world. What do you mean?
But, like, here's the thing. He technically wouldn't save the world. He somehow did, but, like, the initial plan was not to save the world. Because the guy, remember the one that organized everything? He knew that it was going bad. He just wanted to get his idea across. And then there was that really weird guy. Oh, my God, the one that wanted to kill him on the planet. That guy made me mad.
Maybe I don't remember the movie as much as I think I do.
Because it's a long movie.
It is a long
That's
movie.
Fine.
No, but I would go.
I think we would go together.
It sucks how she got old in the end.
I know.
And, like,
but you know how old he is?
Old.
He's much older than she is. Don't forget that. It's just the time, like, the discrepancies between the two times. That's why I think time isn't real. But whatever.
It's weird. Paradoxes scare me. We can talk about that as well.
Okay, which paradoxes do you know? Let's talk about it.
One of the weirdest ones that I've heard is, like, the grandpa one, where if, like,
what's
if
the
you,
grandpa?
It's like, if you kill your grandpa, like, do you exist?
No.
Like, if you go back in time and kill your grandpa, sorry, do you exist?
You wouldn't.
That's not
a paradox. That's a stupid question, Ava.
No, it's a little bit of a paradox, because, like, if you go back and kill him, then you don't exist. But if you don't exist, then you can't kill him, which means you do exist. It's like a back and forth. That if you don't kill him, you exist. But if you exist, you're going to kill him, which makes you not exist. But if you don't exist, then you don't kill him, which makes you exist. But you exist, so you're going to kill him, which makes you not exist. Like, it's like a back and forth. That's the paradox I know.
Oh.
See what I mean? That's the paradox. What about you?
I do see what you mean.
Do you know any paradoxes?
I don't know any paradoxes. I haven't watched enough videos about it. Because I asked you, because you would know them.
Paradoxes.
Okay, we're not going to search. We still need to talk about Olympics.
Oh my gosh, the Olympics. I don't know a lot about the Olympics.
I've been watching it. I didn't see the full ceremony, but I thought, dude, the lights, the technology that they've established is crazy.
Where is
it's
it this year?
It's crazy. In China. It's in Beijing.
Ooh, that'd be a good location.
It's insane. Yeah. And what was I going to say? Oh, I was watching snowboarding.
Mm-hmm.
Canada won bronze, thanks to Mark McMorrison.
Oh,
so
my goodness. Not Mark.
Mark McMorrison, if you are listening, thank you. And you can follow my Instagram.
Anna has been going crazy for this snowboarder. It's been,
okay, the world has been going crazy. It was all over my TikTok. You agree with me.
I do agree.
You just admitted. You can't take it back.
I do agree that he is a very nice individual. Very talented.
He's very talented. You see those flips that he was doing? Like, he switched from, like, holding the front of the board to the back of the board. It was crazy.
Oh, yeah. Very crazy.
Also, okay, what's an Olympic sport that you'd want to do? Like, winter Olympic sport?
Oh, that's such a hard one.
Because I talked about this before.
Bobsled.
I
no,
love
not
curling.
Curling.
I, like, are you, what?
I like watching curling, but I think it's so much pressure because they're yelling at you. They're like, ah, 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 ah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Faster, faster, faster. Like, it's
yeah.
crazy.
It's like,
dude,
let me do my thing.
Curling is so interesting, though. I don't understand any of the rules. I think, okay, here's the thing. Is it whoever's closest to the middle?
Yeah, I think so. And you have to, like, bump
because sometimes, but the thing is, sometimes, like, they will put the, what are they called? Like, the little things, right, in front of the thing. I think they do it to block
people. I think one of the rules is that you also have to touch one of the opponent's things as well.
No, I don't think you do.
That's a rule in a game I've played. It's like a game with, like, your hands. And it's, like, the same thing as curling where you, like, flick it. And you have to touch one of the other player's, like, things. I don't know if that's like finger curling. I don't know. But
I've never heard of that before.
I don't know. I played it over the winter break, and it was weird. There was a lot of rolls. Maybe that's not curling, but I thought maybe. I feel like
I'd want to do it.
There has to be more rules than just get to the middle, right?
Dude, there are, but I'm just too lazy to look them up.
I feel like we would be good at bobsledding. I think we've talked about this before.
Do you think that we... I think we could put together a really good bobsled team.
Okay, is bobsledding just running and jumping into it?
Yeah, it's the one where there's multiple people, and they're in that shielded thing. And then there's the skeleton, and then there's the luge. One is on the front, where they're on their stomach, and one is on the back.
They're on their stomach? That'd be so painful.
Painful? You know how terrifying it is? You know how fast you're going?
I know. But what do they do? Like, do they just sit there after they run?
And do they just... No, they go, they run, they jump on the thing, and they need to, like, maneuver themselves to get around the track the fastest, because it's, like, this ice path.
Ah, you're right.
Have you never watched it?
Like, yeah, not really. I don't watch the Olympics. I just watch the highlight clips after.
No, I love watching the Olympics. It's nice watching, and it's also nice having it in the back.
I watch the Summer Olympics more than I watch the winter.
Nah, I like the winter ones.
No, summer is so much better.
No, I like... You know what I
like? I like figure skating. Oh,
listen,
my God.
I went through... Oh, my God. Can we talk about... What's her name? Tessa Scott? No, Tessa Scott Moyers?
Tessa Scott Moyer?
Tessa Virtue Scott Moyer. Or is it Tessa Moyer Scott Virtue?
Virtue?
I think it's Tessa. I think it's Tessa Virtue Scott Moyer.
Let me do Tessa Virtue.
Do Tessa and Scott.
Oh, yeah. She's a Canadian ice dancer.
Dude,
oh, wow. She's really
chemistry,
pretty.
The chemistry that the two dancers have, it's insane. And they are so good.
She retired in 2019.
Yeah, they retired recently, but they, like, won a lot of medals for Canada, and just the dynamic between the two of them, like, you could search them up, and there's going to be videos about people, like, saying, like, oh, they belong together, whatever.
Oh, they look really good.
I'm going to make you watch some of their videos after. I will show you. You will watch it, and you'll be like,
what is this?
You will question them if they're together.
I'm looking at a photo that does not look like dancing. They're on ice.
They're ice skaters.
Yeah. No, I get that. They just... Okay. They're cute. Wait, how do they know each other?
I don't know. What's I think they, name? Like, just trained together.
Scott? Oh, Scott Moore. Oh, you mixed up their names. Yeah, Tessa Virtue and Scott Moore.
Scott Moore, yeah.
Wait, she has a fiancé?
Yeah, I think they're married to different people.
Yeah, I'm looking at this photo. They kissed after winning.
Yeah.
Dang, was that like a scandal? I don't know, maybe it wasn't.
No, but like, I don't know what it was. But their chemistry is undeniable, and I think they should have been together.
Yeah?
Back on topic, but not really on topic. I would love to do ski jumping, but 3 seconds after I'm in the air, I'm breaking my ankles. I don't know. Like,
exactly.
You mess up one thing, and you're done.
Well, didn't somebody die a couple years ago doing that?
Ski jumping?
Like,
no,
on...
I remember somebody.
No,
I remember somebody
I
died
during
the luge or the skeleton. I remember it was some
maybe.
Guy because that was during that was during the Vancouver one. I remember watching it as a kid and like talking to my mom. But I think we were in grade one. It was like 2010.
Was it?
I remember because oh my God, I remember. I have so much like positive nostalgia from just the Vancouver Olympics because I remember coming back from elementary school. You know how you did the carnival?
No.
I'm sorry, your school didn't do carnival?
Nope.
No?
No.
So you don't know who Bonhomme is?
No.
Are you serious?
Eva. Yeah, I'm being serious right now. I have no idea.
Search up carnival Quebec.
Carnival.
Right now. Listeners. What?
I don't know what this is. Is this like a big thing?
It's a huge thing.
it's a snowman. Who is this?
Bonhomme.
What is this?
And then we had pajama day, we had pancake day, we had like a fun, like we had a week of carnival.
This is so
And we did like activities. Dude, this is a holiday.
People
it's like a whole thing in Quebec.
I want to
How did you
Quebec?
Not know?
Dang,
you
I wish
didn't...
we did this. I wish we did this. It looks so
It
scary.
Was so fun. Was Anyways, so I remember coming back because we did some, it was pajama day. And then I came back from school. My dad picked me up because he stayed home because it was snowing. He couldn't work, right? So then my mom picked me up too, and she got me the Vancouver mittens, the ones where in the snow they change colors. So like it was like red and then the thing was white, but then in the snow it would become purple, right? And I remember she got me like this other pajama, and then she made me hot chocolate, and then I watched the games. I just like associate so much with like that year. And in grade 12, this is where I'm going with the story. In grade 12, I went through a whole depressive episode of just doing calculus. And this was like during the winter time of the semester, of the quadmester. So what I would do, I would work on calculus, and in the back, I would literally pull up Vancouver 2010 Olympic like highlights, whatever. And I would just keep it in the back, and I like made hot chocolate, and I went on walks. And that's how I put myself in a positive mood. And I think that's a good coping mechanism instead of whatever we do.
Nostalgia is so, like, I love it. Like, I am addicted. When I have it, it's like, whoa, let's just hold on to this moment for a minute.
Yeah.
My favorite, like, nostalgic moment was the royal wedding of Prince William and Catherine Middleton. I remember waking up at, like, 6 a.m. with peppermint tea, drinking it with my mom, and we watched the wedding, and it was so boring because it was so long, but it was nationally like broadcasted, so I just watched it was so fun. And it was just me and my mom, and I was like,
that sounds nice.
I was like, what, how long ago was this wasn't 2011?
This was 2011.
2011. No. Yeah, 2011.
I thought it would have been like 2015 or something.
No, 2011. How old were we in 2011?
Like 8 or something.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
No, were we 8? We were 8. We were 11 eight. Minus 3. Dude, quick math.
Yeah, so we were 8, and I woke up at like 6, and I just drank tea with my mom. And that was a great wedding. I loved it.
Wow. You were there?
I was there. I felt like I was there.
Wow, you brought wedding gifts and everything.
Yeah.
Dude, what did you think about Meghan Markle and Prince Harry?
Okay, I don't know everything about
honest
it.
Honest opinion.
I don't know everything about it, but I think it's cute. Didn't the Queen just give Meghan a title?
Really? I thought they got away from everything.
Who got
they,
the Queen's
she was
title?
Like she was like, no, I wanna, there was that whole scandal about them moving to Canada and not having security and like taxpayers paying for their security, and people were like, we don't want them in Canada. Send them to the US.
Wait,
it's none of our business. They're not part of the family.
Yeah, okay. No. Who's Camilla?
Some family member.
Like Duchess of Cornwall? She just got a new title by the Queen to be the Queen's consort.
Oh.
I thought that was Meghan. No.
No, Meghan and Harry, they're like done from the royal family.
Dang.
Like, they just left. Because, like, here's the thing, though.
Good for him.
There's a lot of controversy behind it, because people are like, Meghan, you should literally know what you're getting yourself into. Right? Like, he would have told her, you have all these duties, you need to follow these rules, and she would have said yes. But it's also the way that they were treating her, one, because she's a mixed-race woman, two, because she's an American, three, because she's a divorced woman, and four, because she's
like
an actress,
just not royal,
because she just doesn't fit their like idea of a like a royal, you know what I mean? So there was so much backlash, and there's that weird thing with her dad. Did you hear about it?
No.
Like he she sent him a letter or something, like a personal heartfelt letter about like refusing to send him something, I think maybe money or it's, I don't know, and he sent it to like publication, like offices.
What a
so rat. He put out yeah he what put out his own daughter's personal letter to get like money from it, obviously, and like that's awful. Your own daughter, you're gonna capitalize off your own daughter.
Isn't that the same with another singer, and she wrote that whole song? It's like, oh, what's it like, Piece by Piece, I think. Yeah, by Kelly Clarkson. It was like her dad only came back after she got famous.
That's a, like a lot of people. That's the thing with like, also, what was I gonna say? Child stars. Are you kidding me?
Oh yeah, child stars. It's like
I don't like it.
It's
bad.
But it's like yes and no. You can have it as long as it's moderated.
What, dude?
Like
it's
can't
awful.
Be...
The industry. Listen. From what I've learned, the industry is awful. They all go into drugs. Why? Because directors and producers are awful. They're abusive. They're, what is it, discriminatory. Like, they just treat everybody like, if you don't do what they want you to do, they will blacklist you and you're done.
Jeez, yeah, no. Yeah, that's the bad thing. But what about that little girl? What's her name? She's not little anymore, but she's in, like, every single movie. She's the young Sabrina. What's her name? You know what I'm talking about?
No?
Young Sabrina. Hold on.
What young Sabrina?
What's her name? Oh, I'm thinking of this girl. Yeah, what's her name? McKenna Grace. She's that famous girl. Oh, she's famous. McKenna Grace? Hold on. I'll read you out some of her.
The only little kid I know who's, like, super famous right now is that one that was in Room. He's Canadian.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
I think so.
You know what I'm talking about.
Okay, McKenna Grace was in Gifted, Ghostbusters, the Captain Marvel, I, Tonya, Malignant.
I, Tonya?
Zero.
Oh, she played...
Ready
no,
Player One.
You know who was young Tonya Harding? Sabrina. Kiernan Shipka.
What are you talking about?
Search up young I, Tonya. No,
that's,
young, like, Tonya Harding.
That's McKenna Grace. Shipka. No, it's
no,
McKenna Grace.
No. No, at one point in her life, it was her. I swear.
I'm here
young
and I'm looking at
Tonya
her
Harding. No. Dude?
Young Tonya Harding.
Go, young Tonya Harding. Scroll down. Click,
this is
go
McKenna
to images.
Grace.
You're, dude, this is Kiernan Shipka.
I'm looking at this photo.
What McKenna? Oh, it does say McKenna.
That's her name. Oh, that's the actress's name.
But doesn't that look like Kiernan Shipka?
No.
Yes, it does. In this one picture of her, listen, there's this one picture of her with, like, a fuzzy coat and pigtails. That is Kiernan Shipka.
No.
That is Kiernan Shipka.
McKenna Grace is, like, one of the main, like, main child actors. She's, like, crazy.
No, another main child actor. Oh. This is, like, a crazy role, though. Really good for her.
No, yeah.
No, there's also, I'm thinking of Jacob Tremblay. He's, like, insanely good. He was in, he's Canadian, too. He was in Room. He was in Wonder. And Luca. Dude, this guy had... Oh, he was in Book of Henry. Did you ever watch Book of Henry? That was a really nice movie. He was in Smurfs, too. No, this guy, he has some really good roles. Like, he's gonna be really famous when he's older. Like, he's already famous now. People know him. I wanted to be an actress. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, so...
I wanted to, like, theater stuff is awful.
Another great actor is the girl who's in The Haunting Hour with, like, the creepy doll.
Oh.
She is... I don't know her name. Actor. Her name is...
Okay, off topic.
Bailey Madison.
Bailey Madison is grown now.
I know. But
Bailey Madison. She was... So oh, my God. She was, she was in Wizards of Waverly Place. Maxine.
I know. Yeah, she was Maxine. Okay, we're getting off way.
She's in
topic.
The Good Witch now, too. Anyways, what I was saying before.
How did
we get
into this topic?
I don't know.
Anna, do you see those people left a table full of food right there? Look.
They
left a table.
Coming back.
Does it?
Coming back.
It looks like trash. It looks like trash to me. Where they all left?
People who litter, let's not talk about this.
Steal?
We gotta go.
What happened
no
to
one's
they...
gonna steal. There's
I am.
90 people here.
I'm not
you
gonna
steal.
I'm not gonna
did
steal.
Did we get that on tape?
No, no,
tape?
You did
Ava,
not.
Ava steals.
Just to prove a point, I'll move their bags to like another
no,
table.
No, do not touch their stuff. Okay,
won't.
Listeners,
just
thank
to clear
you
it
for
up.
Tuning
just
in.
To clear it up, I'm not gonna steal anything. I'm not gonna touch anything.
Ava doesn't steal. I was joking. Podcast. Future employers, she doesn't. She's not a thief. Thank you for listening to today's episode, and I hope you all have a nice night.
Bye.
Bye.